I'm going to read the first paragraph from a book, a very successful book that I'm reading called Great Military Blunders by Geoffrey Regan, published in 1991, but had about 14 to 20 reprints. And this first paragraph, which I'm only going to read the first paragraph, is one of the best paragraphs, starting paragraphs, I've ever read of any book. And I'll start off and then I'll just summarise it at the end. An introduction. The tabloid press has been strangely quiet about the surgeon who fell asleep during the most delicate stage of heart bypass operation. The local news has given only cursory attention to the bus driver who stopped to take a bath in public while still responsible for transporting a busload of passengers to their places of work. Even the professional journals have overlooked the architect who thought he was a bird, and the accountant who was unable to rise from his bed in the morning because he thought his legs were made of glass and would shatter, and the case of the solicitor who believed he had been made pregnant with an elephant by a passing soldier was treated with incredulity bordering on ridicule. Why have these cases of misconduct not come to the attention of the public, who deserve to be protected from the disordered excesses of professional mind? Simply because not one of them is true. All of the offences of which the surgeon, the bus driver, the architect, the accountant and the solicitor stand accused were in fact committed by soldiers. And not ordinary soldiers, or even extraordinary soldiers, or even nameless individuals whose careers were cut short and whose papers were shuffled and filed and forgotten. No, all of the above cases involved military commanders and generals, men who had reached the highest ranks of the military profession. They are just a few cases, albeit bizarre and newsworthy ones, of the kind of aberrant behaviour which has contributed to military incompetence. That's the first paragraph, and I'll sort of stop it there. But what a brilliant way to start off an introduction. That is the dissonance of saying, rather than arguing it, you have this natural saying, I wouldn't accept this, and therefore what's going on with these soldiers? It's a good thing, and sustains reading into the book. I must admit, the actual military blunder after military blunder is a bit heavy going reading, but the actual structure or beginning, I've actually only read two or three times where people have actually posed a question and then rearranged the question such to make it very interesting. That's Peter Hill Explains, just reading a small section from a book that I'm reading at the moment. Thank you very much for listening.